Bum, 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 bum,
bring
bum,
us in, D Shizzle. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Empty Promise Podcast. My name is Chris, and today you are joining me and my best friend in the whole wide world, Mr. James D. Downey.
Hello.
On this episode, are you?
I'm buzzing.
Are you buzzing? And what? Can you feel the caffeine? Yeah. No.
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 Yeah, I can.
What is episode 139? D, we have rattled through a couple of episodes in the past wee while. Like,
I know.
We're shooting out two a week now, which is like, dumb. We're going to hit 200 like soon.
We are making up for all the many breaks that we've taken without anything. Mm-hmm.
Lost Time. This is the Lost Time podcast rebrand.
There we go. God. Lost Time.
What was the other one?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on, dude. You had a
didn't
great
write
one.
It down.
It'll be in the audio from beforehand. It was a great...
It was the Empty Promise podcast.
That's a great name.
Fuck, that is a good
name.
That's
a great name.
Yeah. Throw that.
Thank you for being here on episode 139. It is a glorious Saturday morning.
It's beautiful.
And I'm just happy to be across the table from you this week, drinking fueled entirely by rain.
Which is a total body fuel.
Yeah. What do you think of this? What do you think of this stuff?
It's nice. I don't think I can drink it quickly, though.
It's a sipper.
It's a sipper.
It's not as... Does it feel... This is going to sound weird. Does it feel thick to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Like heavy?
Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy on the tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Heavy on the tongue. That's a good podcast, yeah. Too.
And it would sit in you. You know what I mean? That's a hot day out there. You don't want this sitting in you.
I need to write these down.
Sip on it.
There's three new rebrands we could
have.
Well,
I didn't even hear that one.
Heavy on the tongue.
Heavy on the tongue podcast.
Because you talk.
Christ on a bike. What?
Christ on a bike podcast.
Yeah, you should be writing these down.
So many ideas.
I mean, you could listen back and then write it down, but that's
so much work. Who wants to listen back to this shit? We're drinking Orange Dreamsicle today, and the reason I went for rain today is because next week we are going to film the ultimate monster taste review. We're going to do it, get it out of the road, because we yap on about monster in this podcast way too much.
All the monsters all at once, mixed together in a single glass.
Blow the tits clean off. Thank you for joining me. Yesterday was Friday the 13th.
I know.
And I have a little bit about Friday the 13th if you want to hear about it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you know the origins of Friday the 13th?
We touched on it, if you recall, briefly in a previous podcast about the mystery of Oak Island. Because a certain group of people were associated with that mysterious loot in that island. Right. And that mysterious group had something done to them on a Friday the 13th.
Was this the Templars?
It was. The Knights Templar.
Yeah, you see, there's the whole...
Don't know why I was being so obscure about that.
I like that, though. It's good. This is the Obscura podcast.
No. I'm back on track.
Anyway, according to folklore, the nature of the number 13, or the unlucky nature of 13, originated with a Norse myth, actually, about 12 gods having a dinner party at Valhalla. The trickster god Loki, who was not invited, arrived as the 13th guest and arranged for Hor to shoot Baldur with a mistletoe-tipped arrow.
And Baldur was the beloved god.
Baldur died and the whole earth got dark. The whole earth mourned, and it was bad and unlucky day. And then 13 is considered to be unlucky. The Christian Association... superstition seems to relate to various things, like the story of Jesus' Last Supper and crucifixion, in which there were 13 individuals present in the upper room. Yeah. Of the 13th, Nisan, Monday, Thursday. That sounds like a car.
What?
Room on the 13th of Nisan, Monday, Thursday, the night before his death on Good Friday.
It does sound like a car.
The Nisan, Monday, Thursday. Room for 13. Perfect for dinner parties.
That's a branding opportunity right there. Get in contact with them.
Perfect for dinner parties. You know? Need a lift to your dinner party? No problem. Call the Nissan Monday Thursday. Or just show like a dark city and a car driving through with headlights on and all this like sick
all you
music.
Have to do for any...
All these drone shots. Yeah. Something real. Car advertisements are ridiculous.
They're so boring. Like.
They're so stupid.
They're so uninspired.
It's just drone shots of a car anywhere.
Driving a car.
Yeah.
And then they'd have people saying how they feel.
Yeah.
It's like, exhilarating.
Yeah, exactly. But,
fuel economy.
There is evidence, though, of both Friday and 13 both being unlucky. It goes right back to, like, the 19th century. It is possible that the publication in 1907, we just talked about 1907.
We did.
It's strange, isn't it?
It's an entire year.
Popular novel, Friday the 13th, contributed to popularizing the superstition. In the novel, an unscrupulous broker takes advantage of the superstition to create a Wall Street panic on Friday the 13th.
Wall Street is very superstitious though, aren't they?
Yeah.
All them big institutions are very superstitious.
Actually, in Italian culture, it's Friday the 17th is considered unlucky. Yeah, there you go.
That's weird. Do you believe in Friday the 13th? Or do you, would you be wary on Friday the 13th?
No, but I did find myself, I got out of the car yesterday, I was coming into the house, and there were workmen doing work, and they had their ladders. And I purposely looked, and I was like, well, I just tempt fate and just do the whole thing. Friday the 13th, I'll go under two ladders and see what happens. I didn't. I honestly don't believe that walking under a ladder is bad luck at all. I would happily, I'd dance under a ladder. Nor is walking on a crack, nor is a black cat across the road, nor is seeing a single magpie. But
it can have an effect on you, like, even subconsciously.
Massive effect. Like, for years, anytime I'd see a single magpie, I'd be like, oh, Jesus, please. I'd look around to see if there was another one. Spit and bless yourself.
Because that's going to fix it.
Exactly. Spit, bless yourself, twirl around three times. Yeah, no, done.
Easy peasy.
And the magpie circled around and landed in front of you again. I'm not overly superstitious.
No, although there are things, because it's like, I was off yesterday from work actually, but we were trying to get our release done, like our weekly release done on Thursday. For no other reason other than let's try not to release on Friday the 13th.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't happen. They had to do it yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
Sure, I wasn't there, so it's not my problem.
No. Were you off yesterday?
Yeah, I took the day off.
Fantastic.
For the big show.
Let's talk about that, because
I want to talk more about days, Chris.
Oh, okay.
Day, because I want to know, I want to see what the list is. I want to see what our listicle is for either Friday the 13th or today. Today, which is Saturday. The 14th.
So it might not pop up, though, as Friday the 13th.
No, it won't. It'll just be the 13th of May. Which is probably going to be a shit list, Chris, am I right?
Here we go. No, actually, no. So, 13th of May in 1857, Sir Ronald Ross, that's a good name. The discoverer of the cause of malaria is born.
I mean, that's a good thing, I suppose. Here's some things that happen when you have malaria.
No, here's a few sickening thoughts, though.
Oh, God.
Powdered unicorn horn was believed to be a guaranteed cure for the plague in the 14th century.
Unicorn horn isn't real, though.
Yeah, unicorns have never existed.
No. Have they?
Maybe they have. Have they?
No.
Do you not think?
Mythical beasts, no. They're like dragons.
Dragons exist.
No.
Komodo dragons?
Komodo dragons, but
it's a dragon.
No, it's not.
It's a dragon.
Yeah, it's not. Dinosaurs existed.
Yeah.
Those are dragons.
Who's to say that there wasn't a flying T-Rex, though?
That's horrifying to think of.
Isn't it?
But I mean, pterodactyls basically were flying T-Rexes.
Yeah.
It'd fuck you up.
Yeah, they would fuck you up.
But they were a long time ago.
Malaria comes from the Italian mala aria, meaning bad air.
Oh.
And malaria is transmitted by the bite from?
Mosquito.
Specifically?
Male mosquitoes.
Ah, so close. It was 50-50. Female
fucking
mosquitoes.
Fucking hell, James. Like,
here's another fun fact, just weird about mosquitoes. But mosquitoes are more attracted to you if you've just eaten bananas. Don't know what it is.
They are also repelled, sort of, by rock music.
Are they?
Yes. Actually, scientific studies done to evaluate that.
Why don't we go to Africa?
No.
Eat bananas?
No.
And listen and play Slipknot and just watch them fucking die of confusion.
Not happening.
Nope. Never mind. Some people believe that Richard II died of anorexia before Hungarian doctor Ignaz Semmelweis came up with the idea people didn't wash their hands before or after delivering a baby.
Yeah. People didn't wash their hands full stop back then, Chris.
And Dee, if you can tell me what the world...
I think that guy got like ridiculed because he was like washing his hands before surgeries and stuff, and they were like, what are you like? They're just like, that's a tinfoil hat, man.
There you go. Up until the 1850s, no one knew that germs existed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hospitals didn't use to change sheets between patients, and surgeons would wear bloodstained aprons with pride to show how many operations they had performed. Dee, can you tell me what the world's most common disease is?
Is it something like heart disease?
I think the most people in the world die from heart disease is the biggest killer, but it's not the most common.
Is it something like... no, what is it?
Tooth decay.
Obviously, should have been something like that.
Because every, I think everybody at some point in their life might suffer from tooth decay.
Yeah, exactly.
To an extent, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So there you go. Some sickeningly sickening thoughts.
Yeah, that's great. That warms me up for the podcast perfectly.
We have a list for everything, you know.
A little listicle.
A little listicle is right. What are we talking about? I think you have some stuff that I want to hear about. I'm not sure if you want to talk about that now or if you want me to bring you.
I got a little bit of news we can cover first.
Yeah, let's cover some news then.
I have very little news though, of course. But we talked about it last week or 2 weeks ago, depending on when you released these, Chris, about the Avatar, the new Avatar trailer, which was preparing to drop.
Have you watched the trailer?
I have seen it.
And it's called The Something of Water?
The Way of Water.
Yes.
And I think was tremendously underwhelming.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say tremendous.
No.
Okay.
What do you think?
Likewise, firstly, I actually had a guy on Instagram that wrote to me and said that the Avatar 2 trailer soundtrack is the bomb. So I listened to it again, and it's quite very good. But yeah, aside from that, I didn't see anything really noteworthy that I'm expecting. Like I talked to you before, Cameron, when he released Avatar, did so many new things.
Yeah.
And it was like this big, whoa, 3D was, they was like the first big 3D, I think, wasn't it? Like, I mean, we had Spy Kids 3D and stuff back in the day, but
yeah,
this was the one that was like, if you didn't see Avatar in 3D, you were missing out.
Yeah, because it was real 3D. It wasn't fucking Spy Kids 3D where it was like red and blue glasses. It was like,
this was real 3D.
Yeah. Which is a gimmick, of course.
Which, and then I'm thinking, what is this, like, what, 10, 12 years later from that release? More, maybe?
2009. 13 years.
13 years. So 13 years later, I'm kind of expecting Cameron to once again, because he's known for this kind of stuff, like doing like big, dramatic, ridiculous things that directors haven't done before. And maybe they're just not showcasing it in the trailer. They want to keep it hidden. But I just didn't see anything that I was like, okay, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
There's one particular scene that I thought was very cool where I forget the name of the main dude. Sam Worthington's Avatar is holding like it must be a dolphin or something underwater. Whenever the camera is turned, the dolphin is swimming, he's skimming his hand, but he's skimming the underneath of the water, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah.
And I thought that's a really cool shot. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, I was not blown away. Yeah. It was the same.
Well, that's it though, it's like eventually technology gets to the point where like you can't be like, it's like games as well. You can't just go from like kind of okay to amazing. Like it's amazing. How do you go from amazing to really amazing? You know what I mean? So it gets smaller and smaller, the increases, but
yeah,
I don't know how.
I just
think 13 years is too long. Like, I don't think people would be like, oh, I have to see the next Avatar film. Because, like,
I'm looking forward to it, though. December release as well. Yeah, coming up to Christmas, getting a wee bit of hype.
Maybe. I'll probably see it, but
of course I'll see it. You'll come and see it with me. But if it's in 3D, I don't want to see it in 3D. I'm not sold on 3D.
Neither am I.
No.
But I don't mind watching 3D films.
Gimmicky, like.
If it's designed for 3D, usually it's alright.
Like, we went to see years ago, I don't know if you remember this, we went to see the first Avengers movie, me, you and a couple of friends, in IMAX cinema in 3D.
I
took my glasses off and just watched the whole thing slightly blurred because I hated it.
I hate the experience.
I was like, this is truly terrible.
It sucks dick when you have glasses.
Yeah, I know.
You have to wear 3D glasses over your glasses.
Oh yeah, right enough.
What the fuck?
3D red and blue glasses.
Yeah. Oh god, don't even talk to me.
You know?
Don't even talk about that stuff. Like. I mean, but you did mention Spy Kids 3D, which is a classic, obviously, and should not be dissed in any way, shape, or form.
Spy Kids is awesome, dude. I think they're bringing it back.
Are they?
They're either bringing it back for another movie, or they're bringing it back as a series on something.
Probably
I'm not entirely sure which one it is.
Everything's a series these days, man.
Everything is a series these days.
Speaking of series, Jack Reacher, which is a series.
Yeah.
But he's going to start in the new Fast and Furious movie? Fast X.
Okay. I'm losing respect for Alan Ritson now.
Are you not pumped for Fast X?
We've talked about this, no?
The 10th and penultimate film in the Fast saga?
It should have been called Fast 10, Your Seatbelts. It should have
been. Fast 10.
Why have they missed this opportunity? Marketing gold right there.
I know.
Fast 10 off. Fast 10, Your Seatbelts. Anything. Fasten.
No, they just aren't brave enough for that, Chris. They're just
but really lean into them. The cliche, lean into the complete memory of Fast movies.
But that's what they were doing, but then now they're just like, no, we're gonna meme the memers by calling it Fast X, which means nothing to me.
No, but I knew they go. Well, I didn't know, but the fact that they went Roman numerals now, it's so,
so cool. I think they're so cool, and I think Vin Diesel is cool.
I don't like Vin Diesel.
I love him.
I don't.
No, I don't like.
Apparently, him and The Rock don't get on.
No, they do not. And he doesn't get on with the director either, because the director for Fast X has left the project. James Lynn? No, what's his name? He does all the...
Gandolfini. James Gandolfini is directing.
No, it's the guy who does, like, he did, like, Annabelle and some of the... what do you call them?
Some of the horror movies?
The horror movies, yeah.
James Wan?
James Wan, yeah.
He's directing it?
Was, not anymore. He's directed a bunch of them, actually.
Has he?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he only did horror movies.
Exclusively horror. No, he does, like, these action films as well. He's a very... He was an integral part of the, quote-unquote, family.
Stop this. What? This whole fat... You're leaning into this Fast thing too much, like...
What, Chris? You don't like the Fast family?
No, I don't, no.
Well, he's not part of it anymore. Apparently, him and Big Vinny D had a bit of a bust-up on set.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me.
I like Vin Diesel in The Pacifier. That's a good movie.
I really enjoy that film, I'm not gonna lie.
It's a good movie.
I did see it when I was young.
But it's a feel-good movie.
But I watch it every year.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it.
It's one of the big movies I remember being on RTE on a Saturday evening, 6:30.
Do you know what I always loved about the big movie?
You didn't know what was coming?
No. Whenever it was over, there was no credits.
Yeah.
It just went, the end. And I was like, man, RT are just shafting the thousands of people who worked really fucking hard.
That's right. It just got the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we need to roll more fucking ads. We don't have time for credits.
Yeah, they'd roll...
the fuck?
They'd roll like 3 minutes of ads like 10 times throughout the movie and just be like, no, we'll just put up the end. And then go straight into like the late... Or not the Late Late Show. What do you call it? Winning Streak or something.
Oh,
God. Saturday Night TV was fucking banging back in the day, man.
It's just not the same anymore.
It's not the same. You used to get like... Reeling in the Years, followed by the RTE News, followed by Winning Streak, followed by the 9 o'clock movie, the half nine movie.
How God. Weird, right? You so think good. About this in hindsight, right?
So good.
RTE 1 at 6 o'clock. Actually, 12 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. Does it still happen?
The Angelus?
The Angelus.
Yeah, oh, it still happens. My granda wouldn't miss that.
How weird is that? That's like...
Still going.
Or not, like the main channel
broadcaster of
Irish
Ireland.
TV.
Just at 12 and 6, they've got a cutaway to do the Angelus. If you don't know what the Angelus is, for anybody that's not listening, it's the time in the Catholic Church when the bells ring at 12 and 6, and you take a moment to reflect.
Say
a little prayer.
And
during this time on our television, it will just cut to like pretty much B-roll footage of different cemeteries and churches and people just pausing for reflection throughout Ireland.
That's a minute long. How long is it?
I think it's about a minute long.
Yeah, it's longer.
And it just stops. And God help, if you're in a Catholic household and that comes on and you fucking speak during that minute, you're going to be shafted.
You just stop. Stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking wild that is a thing.
You pause for that minute. You pause for your Angelus. Yeah.
Listen, the news is going to stop.
I kind of like it though. Like, it makes you pause because we live in a world where we just don't pause now.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I mean, it's so ironic because you're sitting watching TV.
Imagine Sky did the Angelus.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, Sky just stops for a minute.
Cut away from the football, the midday game. They just bring you the Angelus.
There you go.
5 o'clock football.
You can all take a minute.
This is right before the second. So 5 o'clock football kicks off in Sky. We have 45 minutes of football, 15 minute interval, and just before the second half, we're just going to pause.
You'd
and take
be lucky
the
if it was in the middle of the fucking second half.
Mm.
But yeah, I think just thought. I always thought, like you, like, it's fine, it's just the Angelus, it's just a normal thing.
That's it, it's
when
normal.
You think about it, it's like, you know, Ireland, obviously an extremely Catholic country, just historically, but like if this was in England, where they just, like not majority of the population, but a large portion of the population don't do that, they're like, why the fuck is this on TV?
Like, you not adjust your television set.
But to put it this way, like, what if there was, like, I don't know, like some Muslim thing equivalent, and they were like, I'm not, get this off the TV right now.
Yeah, true.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, people crack up at this, board, it's like, it's the fucking Angelus.
The Angelus. Be quiet.
Shut up.
Be quiet for a minute.
You'll take a minute, wouldn't you?
I don't even know what is a minute.
I think it's meant to be more. I think it's meant to be like 3 minutes or something. Maybe it's 5. I haven't a clue.
I
haven't done it in a while.
Yeah. That's it. Like, RT is such a... That's strange. Like, and then we have TG Cahir. You'd think it would be a TG Cahir. The most Irish station you can have, which everything's in Irish.
You know, TG Cahir is actually a balling TV station.
Is it?
I'm surprised.
It used to play
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
They get good shit. And then they do like actual like, and it's all in Irish, obviously, but they do like original programming.
Yeah.
What RT do?
Yeah.
What's do with the fucking Aussies you're playing?
Yeah.
Home and Away, Neighbours.
Neighbours.
I don't even know if they're still on
TV. They're still going, I think. That's it. Which is ridiculous. I think Neighbours is coming to an end though.
Oh, that's sad.
I think.
Everybody needs good Neighbours, Chris.
Yeah, with a little understanding.
can't remember the rest of it.
That's when good neighbours become good friends.
Always came on before The Simpsons, which is the majority.
And then Home and Away would be after The Simpsons.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't have to watch that.
See, that's when Irish people paused. We didn't pause for a minute at 6 o'clock. We paused for 25 minutes when The Simpsons came on.
Yeah.
RT. But you'd always get it on BBC first, because they would be just a fraction ahead. And then it went to Channel 4. No, it was still 6, but The Weakest Link used to be on first.
That's right. Yeah.
And then we go to The Simpsons, but we get The Simpsons like 5 to 6. So you could see what the episode was, and if you didn't like it, switch to RT.
Exactly. You get 2 versions of it.
Sometimes, the very rare time, they'd both be playing the same one, and it was just a real kick in the dick. Because you waited all day for The Simpsons.
And this wasn't a good episode.
It wasn't a good episode.
It was a Lisa episode.
Oh, God. It was a crusty episode or something. No one wants that. No one wants a crusty clown episode.
Whenever it went to Channel 4 as well, I hated, because they do their ads after 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm barely into the show here. Come on.
Remember Channel 4 started doing The Simpsons at 9 o'clock on a Friday night?
That's right,
Those were the new episodes.
Yeah. And then reruns at 6 o'clock.
Now, we say new episodes. That was when season 13 or 14 debuted.
I remember the first episode that they played. Do you remember it?
Was it the traveling? Were they on the train cart? No. I remember that being one of them. Remember the tall tales?
Maybe. I don't know. The first one was whenever Homer gets his head ripped open by a raccoon.
Is that when he gets his jaw broke? No?
No.
No.
God, what is that episode even about? It's the area codes.
And the Who are in it at the end, and they perform Springfield, and they bring down the wall. Yeah.
So whenever that came out, that's when Channel 4 got The Simpsons.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And I was like, I don't like this.
Channel 4 moved to a really strong programming on a Friday night. You'd have maybe Friends, Scrubs, and The Simpsons. Oof. All very, very... They had big shows.
Big hitters.
And then just shit the nest.
I don't know, Channel 4 is still pretty solid, I'd say.
Channel 4 is okay. It's a lot of Hollyoaks and...
No, it's got Town Cats, Countdown, and other shows.
This is perfect. 8 out of 10 Cats, Jimmy Carr.
Perfect.
What a segue.
Segway.
Seen him
last night.
Tell me about... I still couldn't believe that Jimmy Carr was performing in the Hillgrove Hotel in Monaghan. Tell me how this even happened.
I don't think Jimmy Carr can believe he was performing in the Hillgrove Hotel in Monaghan. Literally, like...
But how did this happen?
I don't know.
Because perform Belfast, Dublin, why Monaghan?
Big did arena he, shows, I would expect.
Did he even say?
No.
Did he allude to it?
No.
Did anyone?
The most he said was just where are we right now? It's like, he's like, I've been in many theatres, but I've never been in a fucking corridor before. It's like this tiny wee room. But it was a big enough room, but it was just really fucking long for whatever reason. But it was a school assembly, Chris.
Yeah, I seen the chairs. I seen people's Instagrams, and they were like, I was like, this couldn't be, this has to be a tribute act.
This
is going to be a Jimmy Carr tribute act. He's going to a Jimmy Carr tribute act. Sure enough, it was the man himself.
It was the man himself. And
what's going on?
He was solid. Was
he good?
Oh, he was brilliant. In terms of the show, doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah.
He was absolutely hilarious. I was in stitches.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Crude. He's a crude.
Oh, yeah, crude. Absolutely. Yeah, he's very upfront about that. It's just I'm going to tell offensive jokes, but there are only jokes. I don't actually mean the things I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's
a joke, exactly.
Yeah, and he's like, if you find it offensive, maybe you should have come here tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry about that. That's £40 you probably shouldn't have spent.
Did anybody walk out? No.
No, but maybe probably did, actually, to be honest. I didn't really notice, but I used to picking out of people, and some people got really annoyed and
didn't
lay off them. You're like, I guarantee you they're going to fuck off now.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I'd say the Hillgrove got a complaint.
Ach, guy, surely.
We should have
got a complaint that he was fucking even... He was even near it.
Yeah.
He fucking walked past it, he'd get a complaint.
And it's only one night he did.
He's hardly staying for fucking full weekend. The big weekend.
What?
It is so weird, hey. It's not a bad venue, because it was kind of more... the last thing we've seen a show with a comedian, it was the SSE in Belfast. And it was... you're pretty far away because it's such a big room.
This is more intimate.
You were a lot closer, and it was a smaller environment. I think it was good that way.
Yeah.
Felt more like an old school kind of comedy club thing.
Like a comedy store thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. And then,
he's just
the people
solid.
Beside you laughing away, it helps the atmosphere, I think. It was very funny. Some of the people around us were just in stitches,
that makes
hearty
it, though,
laughing.
Sometimes even just laughing at those people makes it, you know what I mean?
Oh, definitely, yeah. There's some jokes that I was kind of I'm not offended at him, but I'm like, that wasn't just a funny joke.
Yeah.
And they're finding it hilarious. I'm laughing at them.
You're laughing at them.
And then
so
I'm
everybody's
laughing at
laughing,
different jokes.
Yeah. Dad was actually telling me that he heard Tommy Tiernan was performing. Tommy Tiernan was doing gigs there over the weekend as well, and he said he was on a show. This must have been last year. It could have been the start of this year. Tommy Tiernan was doing a couple of shows, and he ended up performing some intimate gig like this, but he did just a pub in the middle of, I can't remember where it was. It was just on a Wednesday night. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now let me get this right. He said he performed a pub on a Wednesday night. This old, like the Derry Vale, basically, is where he was.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay? And he said the locals were coming in. He said, show was due to start at 9 o'clock. No one was there. Fuck. He was like, oh, God. Sure enough, in typical Irish fashion, everybody quarter past half nine starts tripping through the door.
Rolling
he
in,
says they were half cut whenever they were there.
Yeah.
He said the buzz around the place was unbelievable. Like, he said that gig was phenomenal.
Yeah.
The next night or the next weekend, he went to the Sleeve Donard Hotel. Oh, the Sleeve Donard Hotel. So the big hotel up in Newcastle.
Newcastle, yeah.
Performed a gig there.
Just
said you could have heard a pin drop. Yeah. Nobody laughed. Nobody found it funny.
That's it.
He was like, that's shocking.
Yeah,
you know?
See, yeah, it just depends on the crowd, like, doesn't it?
Does,
like, we intimate settings can sometimes be far better, like.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like the people who are going to see him at the Sleeve Donard are more like quite hoity toity.
Yeah, we're going for an evening.
An evening with Tommy Tiernan.
Yeah, these are the people who are going. We're going to watch this fucking.
Yeah, we're heading down to the pub. There's some fucking telling jokes. Like, yeah,
they'll be in the right spirit for it.
When is Kevin Bridges? Kev I am.
November.
November.
So right, we spell now to the next one, Chris.
Still, that'll be
a comedy fiend.
I like that. I like being made laugh.
Oh, it's so, yeah. It's just
brilliant. Like, it's what we need.
It's the best medicine.
It is. Yeah. Laughter.
I've always said that. It's something I believed for a very long time.
That's something I believed from the start of this year.
Yeah. Well, it's very funny. Like, a lot of the jokes Jimmy Carr made were, like, about sensitive issues, stuff like that, mental health, like, issues like, you know, like, trans and...
Yeah.
Non-binary things, all these like kind of like things are coming up to the fore
current
in today. Today, like, and it's like it makes it better because you can just joke and laugh at it. Like, I think
you have to. We had this discussion this morning actually about Colin and I. And I was saying, you know, you read him last night, and
yeah,
Colin was saying I don't like to like Jimmy Carr, but I do like him. There's something about him.
Yeah.
And I said I feel the same way, but I feel like that about Ricky Gervais as well. Like, I love Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Colin hates Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
I have him. And I'm like, Ricky Gervais just says it how it is. And that's why I like him. He doesn't give a shit. It's almost like, I've just done what I need to do. I'm just going to tell fucking jokes. And if you're offended, I don't care.
I don't know. Ricky Gervais just doesn't have the same showmanship as Jimmy
Carr. He doesn't have the same showmanship. But I think that's due to Jimmy Carr being on TV so much.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? You act
Ricky Gervais is behind. I write the jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like Ricky Gervais as much as Jimmy Carr either, to be honest.
I would take Ricky Gervais over him.
And yeah.
It's Ricky
he is
Gervais
very funny, though,
like tongue in cheek, pure cringe. That I'm like, oh yes, that's me. The dry humor, you know.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Like,
oh, there were some just heavy raw jokes. Oh, okay. I swear to God, like, dude, some of these things were just.
I
like,
love that shit. Like,
yeah, you were like, if he didn't lead with the fact that I'm going to say some offensive shit, you'd be like, oh, did he need to say that?
Did he need to?
But then when he precedes it and follows it with even worse ones, you're like, yeah, that's fine. Just keep it coming.
I mean, even if you YouTube, like, Jimmy Carr's most offensive jokes, some of them you're like, how did he get away with that shit?
But I think that's his point. He's like, he gets away because it's not real. Like, it's a joke.
It's
I don't mean it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, but it does come at the expense of, like, certain groups of people and stuff at times, and you're like, probably aren't too happy about that. But at the same time, he's only making light of a situation that's real. Like, some people actually are, you know, genuine in the fucking awful things that they're saying. He's like, I'm not.
I'm just
making light of the fact that
that
happens.
I like comedians who don't just tell little quaint, like, different stories and make you laugh. I like people who aren't afraid to shy away from current situations.
In fairness, though, some of the best comedians I've ever watched are the ones who just tell fucking...
Oh, like your guy...
Age-old jokes.
What do you call the guy who does all the one-liners, the real raggedy-looking guy? Not Morton.
Yeah, Milton Jones or something.
Milton
like
Jones, the Canadian dude?
Yeah.
He's fucking hilarious.
Oh, no, he's not Canadian. He's like...
Is he not?
He's English. There's another one. There's a different one who does that. Stuart Francis.
Oh.
One-liners. They're very funny.
They're good.
Who do I like? Lee Evans.
I'm not a fan of Lee Evans.
Oh, lad.
Not a fan of Lee Evans.
You haven't.
He's just a big sweaty bastard.
You haven't got fun of
him. I don't think I like him. I don't like him. I like what I like.
He is hilarious.
Like Kevin Bridges.
Yeah.
I love Peter Kay just because...
Peter Kay's the same kind of thing, though. It's like, he's just joking about, like...
Stupid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Old fucking, like, you know... family weddings and like things around town and things you see. Like, he's one of them old school comedians.
But it's something to do with his showmanship as well that makes it.
But you used to see him, he fucking runs around Dick's Bout on stage.
So does Michael McIntyre. And I used to like Michael McIntyre, and now I do
never
like
Michael McIntyre.
I liked him when he first came to the scene. I thought he was good. Yeah. But now he's just, I can't have
down.
Yeah, he got too big for his boots. That's what happened.
No, he was never good. No, he was never good, Chris. Never got too big for his boots. He was born too big for his boots.
All right.
He was never good.
Well, that's me too.
You've seen a little bit of him, and it was fine.
I used to like Michael McIntyre. I had nothing against him.
Comedy Roadshow. Nope.
Do you know who's fucking hilarious? Darrow Brin.
Yes, brilliant.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's very, very smart man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That is a big part of it, actually.
So Stephen Fry.
Most comedians are pretty smart, I think.
Yeah.
You have to be to kind of like not be just making fucking crass bullshit. You have to be. You have to be witty. You have to be smart about it. You have to be smart about it, Chris. Who's smart? Who else did you say? Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry. I love Stephen Fry.
Do you know who's actually very smart?
Go on.
Is Al somebody? What the fuck do you call him?
Al,
big English bald fella.
Oh no, the guy that does like the pub things.
Yeah.
That, oh fuck, I don't like that dude. Al. No.
His like persona, I actually can't stand.
I hate that like real British Cockney kind of. Oh,
but he's actually like a real. Like, he's like a fucking like, I don't know. He's some history buff or something like that. He's
He has a show on the on Sky on the History Channel. Al,
what the fuck's his name? Al somebody or other.
Al Murray.
Al Murray.
Oh, I can't have that dude.
No, I don't like him that much either. But I was just surprised at like how talented, like he's like a very smart person in real life.
Yeah.
IRL.
I'm just getting a list of like top comedians here to see who I actually do like.
Oh, glad.
Tommy
Tiernan, it's pretty decent, pretty good shape.
I'm not a fan of Tommy Tiernan.
I like him
because Tommy Tiernan has that talk show at night now, and he's very cringe in it. Like,
I don't like his talk show.
No, I don't like it.
That's a fair point.
No, most of these are all American comedians, and that's a different type of
comedy.
That's
a very different type of comedy. Huh?
I like American comedians when they're on their own little podcasts and shows, and I can laugh along. But I don't think I'd ever watch a full American.
Do you know what it is? American showmanship. I can't get. It's too. They're being genuine.
They're trying.
Like, I'm a showman, and I'm showing you.
You're
where
trying
like,
too much. Yeah.
English and Irish comics are like more kind of like, fuck it, I'm up here telling
I'm just
jokes.
Stand here and tell jokes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's more humble or something like that. Tell you who I like from America. Bo Burnham.
You
should watch his specials on Netflix. They're all very good. And if you want to fucking, if you want to,
I like Bill Burr.
If you want to test your mental sanity, watch Inside.
Okay.
Bo Burnham, because that's fucking intense.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
Bill Burr. B-U-R Bill guy. He's been on Rogan quite a few times. That's
Burr.
Where I first seen him. And then I started watching. I think he has a show on Netflix as well.
Bill Burr.
I like Joey Diaz. And I like Tom Segura as well. All
those aren't comedians, Chris.
They're funny dudes. Like they are. They
Joey
are all
Diaz, I can't stand him.
Joey Diaz is fucking great, man.
Just fucking God, he just looks like a mess, hey.
But his stories are ridiculous.
He sounds like a mess. I know, but I can't listen to his stories.
But his stories are hilarious.
It doesn't matter.
Nah,
I can't listen to
them.
I don't like him.
No, he's great. He's
just
great.
Go away.
They're like the only, I think, American comics I like because
they're
too,
not comics.
Oh, they are.
And they're not funny.
But they're too. They are. But
Rogan isn't funny.
Joe Rogan's not funny.
Joe Rogan is the only. He's the only one who you would call a comic, and he's not funny.
Oh no, I don't think.
I can't
Joe
listen to him when he's telling jokes.
I like his podcast.
I can listen to him talk.
Yeah.
But you see when he's telling jokes.
I don't like his jokes.
You see, he's talking about writing jokes. And I'm like,
it's that American, but it's that American kind of, as you say, showmanship.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like,
can't
they think
it.
They have to perform on stage, whereas the British and Irish comedians just seem to come out, stand on stage and be dry and tell jokes. And
yeah.
You're like, fuck, that's funny.
Always taking the piss out of it. Like,
yeah.
I get paid to be standing up here.
Themselves, like, yeah.
Do you know who's funny? An American comic who's funny. John Mulaney or Mulaney.
Don't know.
Very funny.
Okay.
He's just like,
I'll take your word for that.
Very funny, actually.
Remember the dude who used to be on Mock the Week? The guy who always sat in the middle chair. Fuck, he was dry as shit. What was his name? He was like one of the captains. He was always there every week.
Was it the one with loads of hair or the bald one?
He had a bit of hair.
Oh, Jesus, that's not good. There's the one with the hair and the beard and the like. Just the eyes look like
Dennis.
Yeah, Hugh Dennis. He looks like his eyes look like he's been dead for about a week.
That's
Hugh but he's
Dennis.
Actually alive.
Hugh Dennis is fucking hilarious.
He is very
funny. I love him.
He has a TV show. It's very good. Or used to.
I don't particularly like Frankie Boyle because he got too controversial at one point. I think he was just trying to be controversial.
Yeah, I think so. I know what you mean.
Andy Parsons. I
don't like
Russell
Andy
Howard
Parsons.
Either. Everybody creams over Russell Howard.
I used to like him. I don't like him so much anymore.
I like Ed Byrne.
Ed Byrne's very good. Actually.
I like Ed Byrne.
Good at Irish comedian.
And that's it. That's,
I'm just ranking our comedians now.
Sorry, yeah, that's where I draw.
Johnny's very good, and I watch a lot of James Acaster.
Who's James Acaster?
He's the one. Oh God, he's like a newish kind of comic, and he's got kind of like a. He speaks weird. It's not like a lisp. It's almost like he has a lisp. God, I must just get a clip up from him after. James Acaster, very good. He's got like a. He's got like a 3-part special on Netflix, and it's like repeat repertoire and. Something else. It's all ours.
Okay.
And they all, it's really, really good. Like, they all kind of like, his comedy is always like callbacks. So he's like setting up jokes, the first act, callback. And then he does that across 3 shows.
I like comedians who do that shit.
Yeah. Like. It's very kind of choreo. He's very, I watch him, a lot of him on like fucking chat shows and stuff now. He's very funny.
Do you ever listen to TED Talks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a good TED Talk. Well, yes, I mean, so he used to, not anymore. Really.
Do you ever listen to Adam Driver's TED Talk?
No, he used to be a Marine.
Yeah, it's quite good, actually. Yeah. It's quite good, yeah.
I think he did actually listen to that.
Yeah, there you go.
I remember him talking about it, being a Marine and all that stuff.
It's a good TED Talk, like.
He's a good actor.
He is a good actor.
Good singer, too.
Is he?
Big singer. Didn't know this.
Did I know this? Probably not.
He likes musicals, and he sings. He sang in fucking Married...
Marriage Story.
Marriage Story. Yeah.
Did he?
Remember he sang fucking really weirdly. He was like... Just got up and started singing in the bar.
That's right. Yeah. That movie's tremendous.
It's good.
It's a good movie. It's good. I mean, no, hang on, sorry.
It's good.
They're good in the movie.
Yeah, they are good.
It's a bit bleak.
But it's very bleak.
It's a good story.
Felt so bad for him. And then I didn't feel so bad for him. And then I felt really bad for him.
Yeah. I like Scarlett Johansson.
So do I.
That's my response to that.
I enjoyed the Money Pit.
The Money Pit. Yeah. Have you? Tell me what you've been watching lately. Have you watched anything different?
Have I? That's a good question.
Have I got PPI.com?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and mop up some of this coconut if you don't mind.
Absolutely, Chris. You know what I don't like is that you're using your fingers to kind of like, you know, put that into your mouth. I would just get in there, just dip the bowl.
Just go with the blame?
Yep. Just empty that in. There you go. That's efficiency. A little bit of acceptable losses. What do you call that? What do you call that whenever there's like some losses that are.
It is. It's.
Not contingency, something like that.
No, it's you go on ahead and tell me about what you've been thinking, what you were watching, what and I'll watching. I'll think of what that.
Yeah, you're never gonna think of it. I haven't watched anything. I think that's true. In the week that we have been since the previous podcast,
have you been back to the cinema?
No, sir. I do want to go see Doctor Strange. I almost said Captain Stranger.
I don't. I think I'm at a point where I'm giving up on most Marvel.
There's so much of it.
It's all samey.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's too samey.
It's like,
I don't even know if I'm going to watch the third Guardians.
I'm going to watch the third Guardians.
I don't think I will.
I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm going to tell you why. Because I have been playing the Guardians of the Galaxy video game.
I thought you were going to say soundtrack. Okay.
Lad, that game is brilliant.
Okay.
That is one of the best written games I have ever had the pleasure of playing.
Really?
It's so true to form. No, it's a full on, like, I think it's Eidos, you know, Eidos, what used to make Tomb Raider.
Speaking of which, did you see Tomb Raider or Crystal Dynamics sold Tomb Raider? Tomb Raider's been sold? Yeah.
Probably for the best.
Or not Crystal Dynamics. It was Eidos. It was Eidos had it. Anyway, Tomb Raider's been sold. It's gone.
To somebody else.
It's got nobody. Poor it's been let go.
That's so stupid.
Because apparently they're trying to release some of their bigger assets to in the hopes of another studio buying them with this whole merger thing.
But Crystal Dynamics got fucked after they made the Avengers game.
You imagine Sony swoop in there or Naughty Dog?
That'd be a good shout for Sony because it's like something you traditionally associate with PlayStation.
Yeah, but they already have Uncharted, don't they?
I have controversial opinions about that game.
Uncharted?
I started playing Uncharted 4
because I was like, it's the best.
Yeah,
Aaron rants and raves. Uncharted 4.
I enjoy the Uncharted games.
So do I.
And I was excited to play the fourth.
Yeah.
And I loaded it up and I was ready because I was expecting this. But obviously the early stages of it is really just watching a film.
Yes.
Me and Laura couldn't decide, should we watch a film or should I play Uncharted? And we wound up that we watched me play Uncharted.
Okay.
Which is basically watching a film. And I was kind of fine with that. I was like, whatever, that's what these games are. And then I finally got into like a decent chunk of gameplay and I was like, this feels awful.
Really?
I mean, maybe it's just because it's 6 years old now, and I've been used to like newer mechanics or whatever. But like, just
that's
I kept getting frustrated, and I was like, aiming feels like shit.
Because I played
clunky.
Set your foot. Sorry, yeah. I jumped back into Uncharted a wee while ago, and I thought it felt fine.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I've been playing other games.
Yeah, but
I was just like, I'm not feeling this one bit.
I like Uncharted.
I do like the story though, and I really want to see where it goes, but it's going to be difficult for me to pick up that controller, Chris McAlee. Maybe it's because I was jumping from the Xbox controller to the PlayStation controller.
Oh, maybe actually, yeah.
But even that, no, I don't mind the PlayStation controller. I don't know. Look, yeah. Listen, I feel bad because I know it's meant to be really, really good, and I want to have it played because I've done the other three and I want to kind of conclude the story, but whatever. But no, Guardians of the Galaxy game is fucking, it's hilarious.
Okay.
Right? It's so funny. It's very true to form with all the characters. It's very like the films, and it's just every time I'm playing it, I'm just like, God, I just love these characters. I just love it. And I will watch the third Guardians for sure.
Expendable. Is that what you were trying to say?
No.
No, fuck. It was this, you said whenever you can just lose people.
Yeah, acceptable losses, yeah. No, there's a C in there or something, Chris.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is wrecking my head now.
It's like...
Are you sure it's just not like when you're expendable?
No.
Is there not a mission in Call of Duty that's called this exact thing that you're trying to think of?
I think so, yeah.
And it's not called acceptable losses?
Maybe it is acceptable losses.
What is it? When you lose...
It's whenever you're going to like, take out an enemy target, but there'll be a couple
There'll be civilian casualties or something. But they're known as the... Oh, fuck. The Expendables. I know what you're talking about.
Acceptable.
It's like the greater good.
Yeah, it's something... Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The greater good.
Acceptable losses. Let's see here.
What mean expendable?
I have no idea. We're not going to get it here on this podcast.
It's annoying me though.
There's probably nothing. It's probably nothing. I'm probably wrong. Let's just go with that. James is talking shit again. Yeah, so I will see the third Guardians film, and also
I'm not completely sold
because the Suicide Squad by James Gunn,
yeah,
was brilliant. It was also brilliant. Have you seen it? No.
No.
Yeah, you should see it.
I'm just, I don't know. I just think, like, as I said before, that Marvel's just getting very samey.
Yeah.
And I'm just
watch Suicide Squad because it's DC.
Okay.
And it's very not like Marvel.
I have a lot on my watch list at the
moment. There's a lot of blood. I have a lot. I don't have much on my
I'm hoping to get back to the cinema soon though.
Well, I think we're going to go see Doctor Strange.
What do you see after Doctor Strange? Are you going to go see Bob's Burgers?
Probably actually. Really? Laura really likes Bob's Burgers. Yeah. It's a really good show actually.
It's like The Day Before Your Birthday.
Is that right? Perfect. That's right. We see that in the cinema when we've seen it.
We could go see that for your birthday.
There you go. Let's do that then.
I'm not trying to plan anything.
No, I mean, you have it all worked out, so yeah. Yeah. You've got your little...
You try to be nice to some people.
You've got your schedule all in place, too?
I do,
Just send that to me.
I've cancelled you in for 2 hours, though. So the movie's any longer, we walk out. Yeah, so you're not playing anything?
I'm playing Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's it.
Yeah. I played Control. Mm. I finished it, and it was... I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was in the right headspace for it. Tried playing Uncharted.
Yeah.
And it didn't just go right for me, unfortunately. Yeah. So now I'm playing Guardians of the Galaxy.
I started
Guardians of Galaxy.
The Last of Us Part 2 Ungrounded.
That's right.
It's good.
Has it been good?
Yeah. It really has. Like,
where are you in Elden Ring? Away from...
Is Laura playing Elden Ring?
No.
Oh, okay.
No one's been Elden Ring, Chris.
I'll tell you where I am. I don't even know how to describe where I am because I did so much. Not exploring. Well, I suppose. Yeah, I was. What was I last doing in Elden Ring? I was going. Jesus, what was I doing, dude?
Riveting gameplay.
That's what I mean. There's so much like that I've done that I can't even remember what I've done. Fuck, I don't even remember, dude.
I know that feeling. You know what we were trying to do last night? Last night we were trying to remember the jokes from the Jimmy Carr show, and I was like, there were so many
that you can't even remember.
I can't even pick one like specifically, but like it was rapid fire, man.
Yeah, I made myself sick of Elden Ring during when we were in isolation with COVID, and I haven't been back to the game since. I can't bring it back on.
No, it's rough.
I cannot bring myself to do it. So maybe some point, but I'm actually kind of considering just jumping into that DLC for Mario Kart and seeing what it's all about.
Yeah, you see the first day tracks are out.
Yeah,
I
and also Mario Strikers comes now this month for the Switch. Remember the football game
for the Wii?
Yeah, so it's coming on Switch now, which I think could be fun with a couple of people. Maybe
is it just like a port of the Wii game?
No, it's built up again. Yeah,
it's interesting. I want to get playing the Switch again. Laura's playing Stardew. I
feel like I'm missing out. Like,
yeah, so do I. Yeah. But I don't know what I want to play.
I considered actually at one point going back to Breath of the Wild and didn't because I was playing Elden Ring.
It's just, like, yeah, you can't just jump from two like massive open world games.
So I don't know what to do, Dean.
You need a little, you need The Last of Us 2 to cleanse your palate.
That's a nice big fucking palate. That's not nice and small for that. No, like, it's not. Heavy fucking.
But there's no like multiple paths to choose where you go. You just follow the story, you follow the plot. Maybe. From start, you go from A to B.
Yeah. Something like that. Although what was I going to play the other day? I feel like this is just a podcast where we talk about what we were going to play and going to watch, but didn't actually. Yeah. It is the empty promise after all. I forget what it is. I'm not going to bore you today.
What are you reading?
Oh,
with your eyes.
That's better. That's better. Because I've been reading a lot. So I finished, I know you know this, but I finished The Grapes of Wrath.
The Grapes of Wrath.
Probably the longest book it's ever took me to read. Like, this is probably the longest title. I was on this, I don't know, you could ask Colleen. She was sick of me seeing me pull this out every night and try to get through another chapter or another couple of pages. But it is wonderfully depressing.
Wonderfully depressing.
Yeah. I see. I like Steinbeck a lot. I like his stuff a lot. And I like the way he writes, and I like the era in which he writes, the Great Depression and families making their way east to west, and I just like that time frame. East of Eden is by far still up there. It's probably the greatest book I think I've ever read.
Terrific book.
But right now I'm reading The Underground Railroad, which is fucking brilliant so far. Like, really good. It's about two slaves called Cora and Caesar in a plantation in Georgia who make a break for it, basically, to this underground railroad that is going to try to get them to Canada.
Yeah, basically. Get them to the north to freedom. Is this fiction or non-fiction?
A bit of both.
That's always good.
It's pulled from real. It's pulled from real events.
Yeah. Oh yeah, very real thing.
Jesus, super. Super grim, but also, like, I went through a couple of pages of kind of lull, and then suddenly everything happened in like a chapter, and I was like, oh, I can't put this down, you know. It's one of those. But it's just fucking fascinating.
True.
I have so many books on that shelf behind me that I've bought and haven't read, and today I'm probably going to go to a bookshop somewhere and try to pick up a couple more books.
You have an addiction.
I have next week. No, the week after, we're away to Portugal for a couple of days, so I plan to get some reading done in there.
On the plane.
And just, I have a week off work and things like that, and I'm just going to enjoy getting some reading done.
Yeah, it's good.
And relax. I love reading.
It's a nice way to unwind.
And you also bought me today, DM. So you brought this for me, The Turn of the Screw by Henry James.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait to read. Yeah. And it's such a small little book.
It really is. It's a novella, really. It's a small little story.
I have no idea what this is about, but I'm probably going to just take into this.
Well, as far as I know, it is dark and twisted at parts.
Fantastic. And you bought me this because?
Oh, because, well, Chris, if you need initiation, the tape is behind The Turn of the Screw.
Oh,
which is a Lost reference.
Yeah.
Watch Lost.
I bought you. What was the one on Amazon Prime you for your birthday?
You bought me to my something friend. Oh my God.
Charles Dickens.
God almighty, I have to look it up.
I bought you a Charles Dickens book as a reference to the TV show Lost, because obviously
it's
we're
the last book
fanboys
that Desmond Hume will read before he dies,
which is perfect if you know when you're going to die.
What is it called, Chris?
My Good Friend? No,
it's something My Friend. Our Mutual Friend. Yeah. And it's the last book he ever wrote.
Before he died. You haven't read it or anything.
I haven't.
It's one of those books that I think you just need to sit on a bookshelf. Yeah. And if anybody asks you,
will read it. Yeah. Before you die. All I know is that he has very long meandering passages.
I know.
I need to be in the right space to read that.
Yeah.
You know yourself.
That's what I'm reading today. I'm glad you asked that, because we don't talk enough about what we're reading.
Yeah, because books are fucking boring, Chris.
I love books, dude.
Books are for fucking nerds.
Yeah, and I fucking love that. I love reading. I love it all. That kind of.
I like reading.
I like the medium of reading.
I hate convincing myself to read, though. It's so fucking difficult.
You just need to get into it.
I know. Once you start, you're fucking flying. Mm. It's like, I don't know what's it like. It's like most things in life.
Yeah.
Just getting started. Just once you start, you'll just do it out of, you know, because there's no resistance then. You just keep doing the thing you're already doing. So that's what reading's like. And then you'll enjoy yourself. You don't have that. It's like when you want to go watch a film, but you don't want to waste 2 hours of your life watching a bad film. So you have fucking hours looking up what film you're going to watch, and you don't watch a film at all.
Colin and I do that all the time. And last week we actually had the unpleasure of watching, you know, The Witch. Have you seen that?
The Vivitch?
The Vivitch. We watched it. And
is it not
just,
good?
We just weren't sold on it. No.
That's the guy who did The Lighthouse.
I know.
Yeah.
And The Lighthouse is great.
I want to see The Vivitch.
Maybe I just wasn't in The Vivitch. I just wasn't in the right place for it. But I just... I love that period as well. That like New England colonizing New World kind of believing in witches... The Salem witch hunt, all that
kind of stuff. I want to watch it now. You sold me, even though you didn't enjoy it.
I like that whole...
Have you seen the trailer for his new film?
The Northman?
No. That's him, sorry, yeah. I'm thinking of somebody else.
Because it's out now, and it didn't do well. It flopped.
Did it?
Yeah, it didn't do well at
it's
all.
It's meant to be very good, though.
That's Andre Skarsgård or something is the main guy who plays him. He played Tarzan, and he was absolutely ripped in Shredded. Tarzan.
Bad film, though.
Tarzan?
Yeah, it's not a good film. Have you seen it?
No.
It's not good.
Good,
fine.
Good soundtrack.
Probably.
Yeah, no, it is a good soundtrack.
It's not a good film, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's disappointing. A lot of that was shot in a good old Northern Ireland.
Yeah, The Northman.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I actually watched his training diaries for like the gym work he did, and he was in a rented house in Ireland.
God love him. Like, that's because of COVID. It was all meant to be done in Iceland and like Scandinavia, but because of COVID, they did it here. And it's like, we'll take it.
We'll take
whatever's going.
But no, that's what I've been reading and that's what I've been watching as well. I haven't been watching it. We're watching BoJack and that's it.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
We'll watch a movie tonight. We always watch movies at the weekend. We'll watch a movie or two at the weekend. So I'll watch something tonight. But that's about it. Tell me food that you've had.
Let me tell you something, lad.
What did you have last night?
I have no idea. Oh yeah, we had Boojum on the way down the road.
You dirty bastard.
I know. It was all good in the end.
Filthy fucker. Eating Boojum.
I had for the first time in a very long time. I had the wrap. Mm-hmm. Actually got the burrito, the fajita? No, not the fajita. The help me out here, Chris.
Burrito? Taco?
No, the thing that you wrap it in.
Fajita?
Bread? No.
Oh, the tortilla.
The tortilla.
Jesus.
I had the tortilla. Finally.
How did you not think of that?
You fucking didn't think of it.
Well, that's because you just kept saying words.
Yeah, well, yeah, shut up.
All right, go on. You
usually get a bowl, hey, right?
Right.
I think the bowl is superior.
I've had bowls before, and I think the bowls are better than the...
The bowls are superior.
Why don't you just get a tortilla with the bowl?
Well, that's probably the next move. Because I wanted a wrap. I was like, I want to try it this way.
Okay.
Because I haven't had that way in a long time. And I the first bite I had was all rice and salsa. And I was like,
this is why we don't...
If this was a bowl, I'd just...
You'd mix it up.
I'd just get what I want.
Exactly.
But it was very good now, to be fair. But it was a bit of a shit show in and around town that time yesterday. Because a certain ginger... singer has arrived and made his mark.
Teddy's photos, yeah, that's right. He was on the Ed Sheeran was playing in Belfast.
I tell you what, people, there was just so many people about. It was insane. People, and this was 5 o'clock. Like, he
people
just
cream over Ed Sheeran. Like,
oh, they do Sheeran, sure, why wouldn't you? He's a lovely looking lad. I'm not a big fan of Ed Sheeran.
Nor am I, but I have seen him live and he's fantastic live.
I'd say he probably is, to be fair.
He held my attention well.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah. Which is remarkable for a one-man show.
Oh, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? He can hold my attention for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I was like, that's pretty bang.
I can barely do that, Chris.
Sorry, go on ahead.
I can't even do it right now. I'm sitting across the fucking table from you. Would you ever get off your phone?
I was just checking, because sometimes I screenshot or take pictures of things that I need to talk about.
But if Ed Sheeran was here,
and now
you wouldn't be doing it.
What?
Well, if Ed Sheeran was here, you wouldn't be doing it. Because he'd be holding your attention, unlike moi. I do forget what we're talking about, though.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. See? Fucking rude. Yeah, there was too many people about.
Yeah, it was just very busy. But chauffeur played to them. They went there, and I went to Monaghan to see Jimmy Carr because that's where.
Did you have anything to eat in Monaghan? There anything to even have to eat?
There's loads of nice places in Monaghan now, Chris. You're being ungenuine. What's the opposite of genuine? Ingenuine?
A liar?
Disgenuine?
Ungenuine.
You're being ungenuine because you know there's some good eateries in Monaghan.
If you could eat.
Yeah, there's loads of good places in Monaghan.
The West?
Yeah, West is alright, yeah.
Four Seasons?
Yeah, it's alright too.
Telegraph?
I don't know.
The Monte?
You got the Batch Loaf.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Squeal and Peg.
Everybody creams it with the Batch Loaf as well.
Yeah. You got Neighbourhood or something like that.
Neighbourhood is right, yeah.
You got Andy's? Is that right?
Andy's, yeah. Hey, a lot of people don't eat in Andy's after it burnt down and they reopened.
Is that right?
Yeah, because apparently whenever they burnt down...
Burnt all away the good stuff.
They had to change all their their what they cook on.
Yeah.
Apparently, the flavor profile
That's
changed.
True, though, isn't it?
I remember my auntie's husband telling me years ago he used to drink a cider, and it was made in this old mill, like brewery, if you like, and it burnt down, and they had to change and replace all their casks and things like that. Yeah. changed the profile entirely. I think it was called the Village Cider or the Linden Village or something like that. I don't know, something like that. And he says that the distinct difference in the cider taste was ridiculous.
Man, that sucks.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's super weird. Like, it's mad how that happens, but there you go. That's science.
That's science in action. But yeah, no, to answer your question, did not have any in Monaghan.
Right.
Just came home. Just went home.
Did you have anything to eat when you go home?
Pizzas.
Good
old pizzas. There's a hot tub at home now that the Isle of Pear have set up.
Is your hot tub currently on at home?
Yeah.
Like always on?
Yeah, they have it all, like, always up to temp.
Would they mind if I just call down and jump in the hot tub?
You work away.
Just shoot the shit with Snowy and Kathleen.
You just land down. Don't you say a word.
Just hop in.
Just you come down in your fucking trunks. And just plop
I'm more of a
in.
Speedo man.
Yeah, oh, by all means. Preferred.
I'm not, but okay.
And just plop in.
Oh,
and,
God, that'd
you know,
be great.
Make your presence known. By, you know, get music playing and whatnot.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, lie there. I'd 2-3 hours. Minimum.
Perfect. So the hot tub's always up the temp.
Yeah, I think they had it up because they knew we were coming down. It's class when you're. It's nice and it's, you know, a bit of a breeze.
Do they find that hard in electricity?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing with those fuckers. Like, yeah, we've rented them a couple of times, and my ones have always said that when they do, they're just like the meter is just like boop 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 boop.
Yeah.
You know.
Pretty crazy.
Nice things though.
Yeah, they are
nice things.
Like, yeah. I don't think they'll be hanging around. Like, they won't be there 24/7 now. But
it's nice to stew in.
Oh yeah, stewing nice your own filth. It's awesome. But that was a nice way to kind of like come home and unwind.
Oh, you came home from Jimmy Carr and jumped in the hot tub.
Yeah,
you fucking, you're living like royalty.
Listen,
dude.
Lad, when in Derry News,
casa de News.
Yeah,
mi casa es su casa. Am I right?
Yeah,
yeah,
sure. But I don't think we had much decent food. I mean, we just cooked at home, which was decent food by all means.
Yeah, of course. Tell me about your training at the minute. How's it going?
It's going all right. I had squats on Thursday.
Mm.
Yes. And they went really well.
Good.
I was really happy with those because they hadn't been going well lately.
Okay. Yeah. Do you find, right? I'm sure you do now that you're training consistently, that you go through peaks and lows of
specific exercises?
And body parts that you wish to train and don't want to train. I find that too, massively. I found that out during the week. But go on, tell me your
first. Basically exactly that. Yeah, I was like struggling with the squats just because, like, when you get down there and you're coming back up, it's like I'm gonna lose, like the knees are gonna shake or the back is gonna bend or something's gonna slip out of the wrong place. I'm just not confident going up. But then I had a monster.
Oh yeah.
Got the headphones on and there I was going at it, and I got the first set done and it was like, that was rough as usual, as they always are. And then the second set that went down real nice.
Good.
And that was the
turning point.
The mental, like, kind of motivation is like, that went real nice. The rest of them can go real nice too. And I did that, and then I went for a fifth rep. I only do three usually.
Yeah.
On my last set, and I failed. Okay. So I was like,
you get stuck in the hole, feel like
down, I was on the bottom and I had to just fucking set
just
the bar
ditcher
off.
Yeah. Oh, it happens everyone.
It was a messy failure as well because I couldn't just ditch it because there was the dog wasn't in the room, but the dogs were about, so I was like, I kind of like did like the left thing and then like lifted myself out under it. I was like, fuck me.
That's what you gotta do though. It happens.
But
you said something there, and some people say the squat is the perfect analogy for life. Heavy shit gets you down, you have to stand back up.
Fuck.
There you go. So
what if you can't get back up? You fucking day.
You shit out your insides.
It's a perfect analogy for it.
I found that too. I was dreading my leg day this week. Like almost fearing it going into it. Because it just, I've changed my footwear to the flat footwear, as you know. And now I'm finding it tough to get that kind of ankle mobility, get down low with the squat. But this week, I decided that I've always been, my feet, when I line up for the squat, I've always had this issue where my right foot will be offline a little bit like that.
Oh,
and I said, I wonder if this is really changing the squat that much. Turns out, massively. So what I did was, I got two dumbbells. You might have seen it in my story, and I put the two dumbbells in perfect line with each other. So I knew if I took the bar off the rack and my heels touched those dumbbells, my feet were perfectly in line.
Yeah.
I also went for a much more narrow stance squat. I had the best leg day I've had in months.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've been widening my stance.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not good.
It's all based upon your femur length and your in proportion to your torso length.
My
and
femur
like
is
that.
Fucking massive.
Massive femur.
I don't know what a femur is.
Look, everybody's different. I've tried wide stance. I've tried short stance. I've tried medium stance. Toes yeah, open, yeah. Toes closed. You know, but it's personal preference. I like the more closed stance. I like the feel of my quads a lot more.
Mm.
But I had a fantastic leg day. That's and then the great. Rest of the week's training just kind of went boop, boop, boop.
Oh, yeah, because, you got to, like, boost off of that.
That's it. It's been great, yeah.
That's good shit.
I couldn't deadlift yesterday because I'm having a bit of pain in the bottom of my left foot, so I didn't want to overload my feet, like, pushing into the floor.
Oh, yeah.
So I did everything but deadlift yesterday, which was good. And speaking of which, I have... I'm going to say this here, but I have a new program coming in August that I'd like you to be a part of.
Okay.
I'll send it on to you and Laura. And I'll tell you the deets after this.
Okay.
Because only some of my clients know about it so far. But I am putting a lot of work into this program. I think it as I said to Colin the other night, I don't think I've put this much work into anything in my life as this program.
Dude, what about the fucking podcast?
You're going to like it. What?
What about the fucking podcast?
Oh, this is easy. Like, yeah. This is easy.
Oh, that's great to hear. Those
but I'll like. Tell you about it when we finish here. And I'll send it on to you.
You need to get a catchy name.
I have. And oh, you're going to fucking love this.
Fuck yes.
I have.
I hope that's where all the work has been going. Into the name. Like 90%.
Dude, I give memes. When I told Colin the other night, I gave myself goosebumps. I was like, look at that.
Oh, that's excellent.
You're going to like it.
All right, terrific.
But I'll tell you more after the podcast. Yeah. But that's been it. Like, just working away and doing that kind of shit. It's been a quiet week.
Yeah. Okay, listen, there has to be some quiet weeks.
There has to be some quiet weeks, I think. Next week, we're going to have the big monster taste test.
Yeah, we'll be bouncing for fucking days.
We'll rattle out the podcast, and then I'm away for a week.
What is the plan now for this monster madness?
So, like, for the monster madness, I think what we're going to do is we're going to get all the monsters.
Yeah.
And I want us to taste them blindfolded.
Okay.
So we have no thing going into them. So I might have to get Colin or Laura to help us out, whoever's available at the time, to help us out and pour just a shot of each one. We'll taste them, give our verdict, and give a score number from 1 to 10 represented. And at the end, we'll combine scores. So say we're doing Monster, just the white, and you scored 5 out of 10 and I scored... Or you scored 5 and I scored 6. It'll be a total of 11 and we'll give it 11 out of 20.
Oh, don't be... What?
That's how it's going to
work. Why are you bringing math into this?
Because we got to score it. How else are we... Oh, well, how else are we going...
No.
We want to give it an A star?
We have to agree.
What?
With that.
We have to agree.
Well, listen, if you do, right, say you go like that black cherry one, which I know you're going to rate really high, and I rate it really low, and it'll come out as, say, 14. So that's 14
Why
out of 20.
Why would it come out as 14? Because I'm going to give it like a 9?
Yeah, and I'm going to give it a 5.
But I think it's different when we're blindfolded. I think that could stir shit up a wee bit.
Yeah, but my point is, right, if that happens, you'll be like, it's definitely not... What's a 14 out of 20? What is that? That's like 7... Just that's about 7 out of 10, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're like, you'll be like, that's not a 7 out of 10, that's a 9 out of 10. And I'm like, no, it's a 4 out of 10.
No, but I'm happy that it has to get a... No,
I reckon we have to agree.
But this is, we're looking for...
Because that would bring a debate. Debate.
Okay, if we
that'll,
have to agree.
That'll start the rows.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we have to agree in it. So yeah. I have to convince you.
Yeah.
Blindfolded that
you
one
You have to
has.
Be like, I have to say, that one's a 6, you're like, that one's a 10. I'm like... You have to have me on here, Chris.
Okay, and I gotta tell you why it's a 10. Yeah. Okay.
Or we could do it. I don't really care.
No. I like that. Let's fire in some debates. But that's how we're gonna do
we
it.
We can
we're
tier list them.
The cans. I think we have in around 9 flavors, 10 flavors to get through.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
I was gonna ask now. Do we have to take a whole can each? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. 10 cans of Monster.
So we're just completely
a
fucking
a shot
bollocks.
Each, and then for the actual podcast, we can finish off whichever cans.
Because
yeah,
you're gonna have 10 open cans. What are you gonna do there?
You should mix them all into one and see what it comes out like.
Yeah,
that'd be a good video.
A dirty pint of Monster.
Oh Jesus, that's nasty.
No, we need to have 10 other people so they can consume the cans.
I don't know, but that's what we're gonna do. And we're going to give the definitive list.
Yeah.
And in this studio, we will put the definitive list on a podium for where it will forever stay.
Oh, so it's... to the ends of time.
Yep.
Done. We're going to lock it in a safe. We're going to give the keys to fucking Arthur Vickers.
Yep.
And it's never going to get lost.
It's never going to get
it's
lost.
It's going to be maintained
for the rest of time. So this is the definitive list. This is the list of monsters once and for all. Because we drink them every week and we keep... disagreeing and agreeing and all sorts of stuff. But it's going to be its own separate video, so we'll have a cool video coming next week or the week after.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
So am I, very much so.
And then the next week we'll do the water one.
Yes. Yes, water.
Which will be very
water. I was thinking we could do this with a lot of stuff. We'll do it for snacks. We'll do it for the best Cadbury. We'll do it for all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you definitely. Know? Yeah, okay, the best cheese.
Yeah. Let's do cheese.
I'm big into cheese at the minute.
Are you?
I've eaten so much cheese.
Are you a Gouda fiend?
No, I am eating cheese strings, Chris. I'm eating cheese strings like a fucking maniac. Oh god, I'm going to be getting some other varieties.
You know, camembert.
I got mozzarella. I got mozzarella, and I was like, "This is what I'm craving." And then I had the mozzarella, and I was like, "Oh, I need more cheddar. I need some cheddar in this mix." So I'm stuck with cheese strings until our next show.
What about Baby Bell? Like Baby Bell?
I'll give it a go.
Yeah,
it's all gonna be tried.
Right? Have you got an air fryer?
No.
Fuck. Why? I have an air fryer.
Why?
Just let you know. You got a bag of red Doritos?
Oh Jesus!
Yeah. Red? Or any Doritos really, but red Doritos will work well. Munch them down.
Fucking just wank them off there. What is this? How is that munching up fucking Doritos?
That's the mortar, dude. You know you're bagging them.
It's fucking. Are we using a pestle and mortar? You're like
not the correct way.
You're like fucking Brandon in the clear room. Dump. Breaking up fucking things. That's a reference no one will get. Pestle and mortar, like.
I
know this is an odd. If people are only listening, Christopher is literally using the universally agreed sign for wank off or jerk off if you're American. He's like, crush up the Doritos. Lord.
Oh, fuck me. I've got tears in my eyes. Anyway, let's. some Doritos. Okay. Get your Baby Bell.
Yeah.
Coat it,
okay,
into the air fryer, and you got yourself mozzarella dippers.
Oh,
with its own little.
That's nice. Oh, is Baby Bell mozzarella? I think it's But yeah,
but you get me. Yeah, it's not mozzarella. It's not halloumi. It's just
like a mix.
It's an amalgamation.
It's a blend.
It's a blend.
Yeah, triple filtered. Blend.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm gonna get more cheese.
Yeah,
that's what I want in my life.
You should. You tell you what. Next time I come to your house, I'll bring you a nice cheese.
Do.
Yeah.
By all means. Yeah. I'll try it and I'll give you my opinions on
okay.
it. By that point I'll be
off cheese.
Cheese connoisseur. There's a word for that, isn't there? A connoisseur of cheese. Cheese-a-seur.
Is there?
Yeah, there's like, it's like a, you know, like wine have like sommeliers, or like the ones who recommend what you're gonna have for your food. Cheese connoisseur.
A chef-a-seur.
You see what you have here. Someone who loves cheese is a turophile.
What?
There you go.
A turophile?
Turophile. Fromagier.
A fromagier.
Yes.
Like a fromage frais.
Yeah. There you go.
Fromage. Or petit filou. What does petit filou mean again? Little good? Little goods or something?
Yeah.
Little petit filou.
Sure.
No, my French, it isn't what it used to be. And it never really was anything.
Fromagier. I like that.
Fromage frais.
Or the cheesemonger.
Oh yeah,
the affineur.
Chris and the cheesemonger. That would be a good podcast.
There you go. Mm-hmm. My god, a cheese dedicated podcast.
Yeah,
at the minute I'm up for it. In about a month I probably won't be.
No, you'd be dead.
Cheese overdose.
Good I'll bring you some cheese.
Okay, excellent. Excellent.
Perfect. Okay, we'll do that.
Terrific. What are you eating? Did we cover that?
What am I eating?
I've been delicious.
We had
delicious 15s.
Oh yeah, the 15s were great. Yeah, for podcast. Should have brought more of those up. I'll give you some more for you.
No, that was smart not to. That was very smart not to. Yes.
Just crazy buzz of sugar off.
Oh,
like, isn't it? Yeah.
They were lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, Colleen made them yesterday for the podcast.
Thank you, Colleen. They were lovely.
Terrific. Yeah, so. What am I eating? Nothing. A lot of pasta.
Good.
Just the normal kind of stuff. Keeping to my diet best as possible. Well, sticking to it every single day. And then today we'll go and get some food. Now we have to go to Banbridge and Belfast over the next 2 days to get some stuff for Hollybobs and do things like that. So we'll probably find a food outlet somewhere in those two places.
Yeah, I mean, it might be rough in Belfast, but
definitely Banbridge.
Banbridge, you're fucking sweet.
So we'll find something to eat, and I will report back on that next week.
Okay, you'll have that ready.
But nothing really noteworthy this week, food-wise. No, nothing really noteworthy.
No, fair play.
No.
They can't all be fucking big wigs, Chris.
They can't always be big wigs.
You'd be dead. That's when you're 40.
Anything else you want to touch on?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Quiet. Nice.
Quiet week, but it's been a good game. And I thoroughly enjoyed talking about all the nothing that I did.
Did you enjoy our last podcast, the Irish Crown Jewels theft?
I did, yeah.
I don't know which order this is going to go up this week. We haven't
discussed because that might be next.
So if you're listening to this one first, we really hope you enjoy the Irish Crown Jewels.
It's coming up. It's going to be great.
And if it's went up the opposite way, we hope that you did enjoy the Irish Crown Jewels.
Because it's really good.
It's really good. And if you haven't, go back and listen to that because it's a super cool story. But I guess thank you. Thank you to everybody who tunes in to this podcast on a weekly basis from all over the world. We have got some serious listener base. Like from in terms of...
I don't mean to brag.
Geographical. Geographically.
Yeah.
Like they are everywhere. They are everywhere. They're,
we are everywhere. We're like a bad rash.
We are. We're like a bad rash. You got to get some Sudocrem.
Oh.
You got to get some E45. Get some psoriasis stuff.
Get it all.
Eczema stuff, cream, just whatever lather, you need. Get
lather
it on,
the world,
get
lather on. The planet.
Kill the empty promise.
Heal the planet.
Yeah.
With some Sudocrem.
I love Sudocrem.
Do you?
Just I like the smell
a
of
spoon Sudocrem. Or like you dip or
toast. I like the smell of Sudocrem, but it's very oily.
It
won't come off properly.
Well, like what are you, you know, you should only be using it when you have an application for it. Like are you just like kind of like washing your hands with it?
Nah. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
My mini pot. Everyone has it. You never know when you're going to need
fucking cupboard,
it. It's
yeah.
so good. You put it in anything.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Fine.
No. Fucking arm cut off. Just
Sudocrem. You're fine. My granddad used to swear by butter and everything. That's old school.
Yeah.
Get a knock on the head, put a bit of butter on it.
I mean, so it just covers the wound, doesn't it?
Yeah. Congeals it maybe in fat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, listen, we're way off that. Let's thank everybody who listens to us on a weekly basis. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. Remember, you can find all our previous podcasts on any podcast hosting service. Give us a follow on our social media sites, which are Twitter and Instagram. Just search for Empty Promise Podcast or Empty Promise Chris. If you are listening to us somewhere where you can give us a little rating, thumbs up, please do so. It helps us out so, so much. And if you're not following us with those like little notifications on that you'll find out when there's a new episode, why are you not doing that? Do that. It takes 2 seconds and it's just super helpful to us.
You don't want to miss this.
Yeah. You'll get notified literally once a week that we have a new podcast. Like how hard is that?
If even. We're not that consistent.
But thank you everybody who has tuned in and we will see you all next week on the show.
Bright eyed and bushy tail.
Goodbye and God bless. A wrap.
No, it's a pizza.